Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. And you're going to talk to me about a very special walk you're going to do with some cadets and instructors. And it's called Walking Home for Christmas.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about the cadets that are doing it and the instructors and what it's entailed getting ready, getting prepared for this charitable walk that you're doing.
Okay, so the cadets age from the from year 8, which is 12 years old, up until 17 and 9 months. So what they're going to do is within Southwest London, it's divided up into different detachments. So what we're going to do is walk from one detachment to another, crossing the whole of Southwest London. And we're starting from Putney, Wimbledon, down to Maldon, and then across to Eastfields, down through Wandsworth, across to Balham, and then up to Battersea, and then finally going to the Royal Chelsea Hospital to deliver a Christmas tree.
That's wonderful. And you're saying it's being done in a sort of relay form. So how long is it between each relay and how does a relay work?
So distance-wise, some detachments are closer than others, but the total mileage that we will be covering is 22 miles from start all the way through to Chelsea Hospital.
Right, and you say you've been training, and some of them have been training actually walking 20 miles a day, 7 days a week in the training process. So the training is a bit tougher than the actual walk itself.
Yeah, so obviously we need to build up to the whole event. And we'll be carrying a Christmas tree all the way from the beginning all the way to the end. So obviously we need to build up stamina and make sure we reduce the risk of any injury.
And how big is this Christmas tree you're going to be carrying?
So it's a 6-foot Christmas tree.
That's quite a big tree.
Yeah, so we're not going to, we'll be easy to spot.
We're not going to miss you, and you're going to be crisscrossing the whole of Radio Jackie's sort of listening area. So all our listeners are going to be looking out for you. So it'd be lovely to get you on to air and so they can look out for you with a rough timeline of when you're going to be visiting. So between each company, is there an average mileage? You say it varies. What's the sort of the
big... It varies. So the average mileage between the different detachments is about 7 miles. As I said, some are closer to than others, but on average, it's about 7 miles.
That's great. And did these young cadets, did they need much encouragement to volunteer, or are they really up for it?
No, they're up for it. Obviously, because of lockdown last year, they couldn't participate. So this year, it's a good way of burning all the energy off, as well as getting out and exercising the body and the mind, because it's all about awareness, as well as spreading the word about mental well-being. So, you know, it's a double-edged message. If we can spread the message of awareness that nobody's alone. And, you know, there are ways of speaking to different organisations for support mechanism, because all this is in aid of is for our injured or veterans that need a way of getting a bit of a push, you know, if they've suffered from depression or... you know, they're homeless. The Walking Home for Christmas campaign is to obviously raise as much funds as we possibly can, but also giving the message out that you're not alone and that there are people out there that can support you throughout whatever obstacles you're stumbling at that time.
I think children from the age of 12 and up to 17 and beyond, or, and even before, are sometimes, do you think they are aware of mental health issues and how veterans have suffered during wars? But do you think this, what they're doing, really, really helps them to focus on that?
So, yes, I mean, the walk helps them focus on, obviously, they've had lockdown to deal with, and everything's been done remotely. And it's only since September that they've been back at school and back parading. So they've still got issues that they need to find a way of how to deal with. And this is a way of giving them encouragement and a direction that they can outlet to, you know, because they're
venting frustration because they've been locked down, they haven't been able to meet their friends, they haven't been able to parade. So this is actually a sort of a release valve, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. I describe it as a pressure cooker. So we've been in this pressure cooker all that time throughout lockdown. We still haven't been able to release the valve from that pressure. And this walk is another tool to release any, I don't know, anxieties or pressure, where they can meet up with their friends. You're out in getting fresh air. You're having a laugh. You're walking along. So there's no pressure on the actual walk, which means that you drop your guard. And if you want to start speaking, generally, that's how it happens. So that's a good way of getting communication started.
So how many of these young people are going to be doing this walk, and how many instructors?
So at the moment, we have 17 instructors, and we've got about 50 cadets being involved.
That's so brilliant. And while they're walking, as you say, they're going to be talking. And are you going to try and make notes of what the conversations you've had? Because it would actually be a lovely adjunct to what you've done at the end to maybe bring up some of the conversation they've had while they're walking and talking and doing this walk for Christmas.
So we won't be making any notes. No, we might physically make a mental note if something immediately jumps out. But it's just a way of them. If they come up to any of the instructors and say, "Can I tell you something?" then they're saying that in confidence. And we need to bear that in mind, the confidentiality of what's being expressed. But it's just for them really to speak open, you know, and if anything jumps out where a cadet specifically wants to say something to a specific instructor, then whatever that message is will be taken up away from that environment, and we can assist in a more delicate manner, instead of having everybody around listening or eavesdropping. Or even when people won't speak because there's so many people around, you know, they want to say something, but they feel that they can't say something because there's too many people around.
I know. So let's go back to, it's wonderful that you're doing, and I hope these young people, have you got boys and girls doing it, presumably?
Yeah, so it's a mixture of boys and girls, which is even better. Because obviously we can get a little bit of competition going.
Of course, you know, male-female competition.
There you go, see?
And they're all, do they presumably have uniforms that distinguish them in each of their divisions? So they will be wearing their distinctive uniforms, or will be a commonality in the uniform throughout?
So there'll be, every detachment will be wearing their regimental, either a hoodie or a T-shirt, so it represents their regiment as well as the military. So every detachment have their own cap badge, and then they'll be wearing their own regimental top.
So we're going to have a regiment of young people taking this Christmas tree all around London, and presumably how many people each time are going to be holding the tree? Because presumably so many, they're going to relay between them who's going to hold the tree.
So that all depends. I would imagine, knowing what these kids are like, they will say, instructors, can you do that? Because it's a bit heavy for us. But we will encourage everybody to participate, no matter what size or age group you are. And even if you walk it for a little bit and carry it for a little bit, it's all about the participation. It's all about getting involved on the day, letting your hair down, having fun, relaxing, and sending the message out that there are avenues for everybody to speak to.
And when you get this Christmas tree to the Royal Chelsea Hospital, are you going to decorate it?
So what we're doing is, once we reach the hospital, we are meeting a couple of Chelsea pensioners, and we're going to have a little presentation of handing over the tree and hopefully a cup of tea and a few sandwiches, and have a chat with pensioners about their experiencing, what they're doing over Christmas, what life is like around the hospital, and why they are in their own Chelsea pension uniform. So it's all about getting a bit of knowledge and understanding from the older generation to give knowledge to the younger generation. And as for decorating the tree, I think that's left to the pensioners.
I thought you were going to say that. So it's a real bonding process between young and old. It's a crossover between the generations for Christmas, isn't it?
Most definitely. I mean, like, you know, we all know Christmas can be a lonely time sometimes. I can't emphasize enough. Nobody is alone if you reach out. With the Chelsea pensioners, they can give their knowledge on how they cope with certain situations, and give advice to the younger generation, and vice versa. You know, some of the older generation, you know, they have their own ways of thinking, and it's for the younger generation to educate the older generation. So it's a two-way street.
It is. It's an absolutely two-way street, and it's a wonderful thing that you've done. Joe, thank you so much for coming to talk to me. I will try, we'll get this on air, obviously, before you do the walk. We'll try and get all our Radio Jackie listeners out on the streets to give you a good shout and a wave as you go by. And well done, and well done to the cadets and the instructors and everybody that's involved. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me to tell our listeners?
Yeah, just so the walk is on Sunday, 12th of December. So you'll see people with a Christmas tree. Just give us a toot, and the instructors will have 5-vis jackets. So if you see a group of weird people carrying a Christmas tree, that'll be us. And of course, if you would like to donate, then feel free to go to Walking Home for Christmas, 13 Company, South West London, ACF. And it's all about the community, military, civilian, young and old, getting together and sharing the message.
Well, it's a lovely message you share, and thank you for sharing it with me. And we'll share it with all our listeners for you. And we wish you the very best of luck. Let's hope you can make this an annual thing, because it sounds absolutely wonderful. Thank you for coming to talk to me. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, and happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas to you too, Joe. Thank you very much.